to the Amber Phillips Comedy Sketchbook. I'm Amber, from the title, that's me. I'm a writer and stand-up comedian, and I'm going to be sharing some of my favourite sketches with you, along with a considerable dollop, good word dollop, of silliness, because I think that we could all do with it right now. So there's going to be a mixture of sketches, some topical, some observational, and some that are downright daft, frankly, all for your listening pleasure. Hello, everyone. I hope you're all right. I hope you're still trucking on. Why am I saying trucking on? I've never said that before. And judging by how it came out, I'm never saying that again. It is becoming increasingly difficult to write these introductions because normally I like to tell you all what I've been up to and what's been going on. There's just the slight problem that there is nothing. It's just a never-ending cycle of sitting in ever so slightly different places around my house. But I do get to make this podcast for you lovely people. And lots of other people have been getting in on the act as well. Prince Harry and Meghan Markle have even started their own podcast now. I did send them a few pieces of advice, you know, just for the rookies to this game. I haven't received a reply yet. I think the post has just been delayed, you know. But they might have famous people and world leaders going on their podcast, and they might have a cute baby who speaks at the end of it. But they haven't got the slick operation that I've got going on right here. Oh, sorry, wrong button. And now I would like to introduce you to another friend of the podcast. This is the bit where I get to highlight all my lovely creative friends who are doing brilliant funny things all over the interwebs. Now, you should go and have a listen to my friends Mark and Kyle, who have created Punchline Podcast, which is their podcast dedicated to puns, one-liners, and the craft of writing those particular sort of jokes. They are both very, very talented, very, very funny people, and they chat about joke writing and performing, and they interview lots of interesting people, punsters, and practitioners of this sort of comedy. And of course, they share a few gags as well. It's another great thing to add to your list. Punchline Podcast, which is available on Spotify, Google Podcasts, all the different places you can get your podcasts. You can follow them on social media. They are on Facebook as Punchline Podcast, and you can follow them on Twitter as well at Punchline Pod UK. I've got quite a good pun, actually. Here you go. When is a pun not a pun? When it's a jar? Oh, no, wait, hang on, that's doors, isn't it? Oh, never mind. And now it is time for the reader's letters. This is the part of the show where I encourage the public to send in their announcements, things they'd like me to read out, as a sort of public service. This time there seems to be a lot of health and safety issues going on. So pay attention to these announcements about health and safety. Keely, who is a head teacher from Charlton, says following a serious injury at her school, roller skates are now banned in the playground. Can parents please ensure that they wear sensible shoes when they pick their children up? Construction manager Gillian says anybody visiting her building site in Liverpool has to wear a hard hat. The builders keep dropping their cream donuts off the scaffolding, and it's really messing up people's hair. And Gordon, who is a butcher from Bridgeport, he is the owner of Gordon's Gorgeous Meats. He would like to recall his latest batch of surprise sausages. It turns out the surprise isn't the surprise he thought it was. Anyone in the Bridgeport area who has bought his surprise sausages, please take them to the nearest environmental waste depot. Now, talking of food, I think it's time we get on to the first sketch, don't you? So we've all been getting supermarket deliveries at home, but do you know how they started? Mary, leave the basket in the scullery and see to his lordship upstairs. What do you want, boy?
Afternoon, madam. I've brought your delivery on behalf of Mrs. Accardo, Accardo and Accardo. Here's your bill.
I see.
Messrs. Accardo, Accardo and Accardo, purveyors of the finest foodstuffs, ales, victuals and associated quaffables, etc., etc., inform you with the utmost sorrow, chagrin and regret that certain items in your order were unavailable. We have taken the liberty of including some suitable replacements and assure you that we will disembowel ourselves in thorough discombobulation forthwith. Kind regards. Right, what's missing then?
Well, there ain't no bread, so they've sent you a make-your-own kit. A bag of flour, some chalk dust and a bucket of puddle water. Cholera included. And for the inconvenience, they've thrown in a complimentary street urchin.
Well, I suppose it'll have to do. He can help in the laundry. Anything else?
Yeah, there's no leaks. Apparently Prince Albert's had a row with the Welsh. They've been swapped for an urchin as well.
What, another one? What am I supposed to do with two of them?
Three, actually. They've given you a little one as a replacement for the goose.
I told you, you little mites, no fighting in the box.
Well, that's no use at all. We've got no dinner and a gaggle of filthy ragamuffins to run amok in the house.
Oh, what in heaven's name is that smell? Is that the Stilton?
No. No cheese, so they've sent you a pair of rotting breeches accompanied by
another street urchin.
Wonderful. Well, that's everything. If you want your money back, you'll have to take it up with them.
What, can't you deal with it?
No, I'm due next door. I'm filling in for their duck confit.
That was the supermarket substitution sketch. Now, I really hope, if you're still listening by now, I really hope that you're enjoying what I do. And if you are enjoying what I do, it would be really, really wonderful of you if you could leave a review for the podcast. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts or on Google Podcasts, you can leave a review next to all the play links. There's an area there to leave a review. If you like the Facebook page, you can leave reviews there. There's a reviews tab at the top of the page, and it would really help me out. I just want to say thank you to everybody for listening and the people who keep coming back and listening. It really does mean a lot to me. I do this out of the love of it and for the fun of it, but I would really love to spread this out to as many people as possible. Slightly unfortunate choice of words in this particular time, but I would like to spread it to as many people as possible. I do also accept Maltesers as a token of thanks if people want to drop them through my letterbox. Oh, I've just got another reader's letter. This is from Pete from Bridgeport. Ooh. He says, Gordon, I've eaten 12 packets of your surprise sausages in a day as part of a Swallow the Most Sausages competition. What should I do? Is that bad? Gordon, I think we're going to need your expertise here. Please do get in touch. We might have a medical situation. In the meantime, let's get on to the next sketch. Now, one thing I have been doing more often recently is watching lots more telly. All the weird shows that come on at 3 a.m, which tell you that you should have switched off about 5 hours ago and gone to bed. Now, if you're like me, scrolling through the channels, you've probably seen this one.
This Sunday, tune into Britain's Top Pans. Some vaguely famous people take you through a countdown of the nation's top cookware as they share their panecdotes.
I came seventh on Dancing on Ice, and my favourite pan is the paella pan.
Join us for 3.5 hours of mindless platitudes about the milk pan.
Oh, I love me a milk pan. It's like a pan, but just for milk.
The griddle.
Yeah, I like a griddle, me. I was that one-hit wonder from 1998, I'll say out, if it pays for me kitchen extension.
The egg poacher.
Oh, they're a nightmare, those egg poacher pans. There's too many bits. I'm always losing the egg poacher pouches. Is that enough? Will you let my kids go now?
And don't forget the classic frying pan. From that national treasure you thought would be better than this.
I'm a frying pan man through and through. Tommy Cooper hit me with a frying pan during Live at Her Majesty's.
Oh, Christ, I used to sell out the Palladium.
Plus, there's a new kid on the block. The Wok. Do you walk around the clock? Do you walk till you just can't stop? Are you a Top Pan Wok fan? We want to hear from you. from the makers of Britain's Top Alco Pops, Britain's Top Hot Pots, Britain's Top Pop Socks, and Tip Top Pop of Top of the Pops, Britain's Top Pans. 3 a.m. on Channel 5, plus 1, minus 9, times 3 cube, reality gold star plus. It's your fault. You should have switched off after the news.
And that was Britain's Top Pans. Now, we have got a response from Gordon. Oh, okay. He says, Pete, stay perfectly still. Don't worry. The air ambulance and the bomb squad are on their way. Oh, dear. I think we better leave them to it and get on to our final sketch. Anyway, all this talk of food is making me a bit peckish. Do you fancy a takeaway? Yeah, takeaway. Welcome to those of you just joining us this Saturday night, as Chartered Accountant David places his weekly takeaway order from the Happy Dragon. Little going on at the moment, but we do think there's potential for drama at the main course. David is expected to go for his usual chow mein, which also happens to be the bookie's favourite. But this week there have been rumblings that he might branch out and go for something he's never had before.
But why, Gavin? Why take the risk? It could cause utter carnage.
Life's for living, John. Yes, I'd put my money on the egg foo young. Oh, I think we're about to get an entree.
31.
A number 31. Okay, we're just waiting for independent adjudication to confirm. Yes, I can tell you that he's added sweet and sour pork balls. That is, sweet and sour pork balls. A typical starter for David there, despite the fact it tends to repeat on him the following morning. Some people never learn.
140.
140, that's another portion of chips. What is he thinking? Far too many. I don't think he's even factored in the free prawn crackers. Now, I wanted to ask you, Gavin, do you get prawn crackers for free as well? Because I have to pay for mine. I think it's because you do that Chinese accent on the phone.
122.
And that is crispy seaweed. Oh, I can't stand it myself. Brings back traumatic memories of childhood holidays to Blackpool. Not a fan of the beach. No, not that. Once me uncle's toupee blew off his head and into me mouth. I haven't been able to face seaweed since. It's the texture. Far too similar. And now it's the moment we've all been waiting for. The main course. Come on, David, go for the chow mein. You know it makes sense. Egg foo young. Egg foo young.
75.
Egg foo young. Unbelievable. We're in uncharted waters. This could be the beginning of a whole new era. One day he might even get the spicy beef. We can but dream. Hang on, we're getting something through. It's official. The Happy Dragon is out of egg foo young. Oh my word. Oh no. Never in all my years have I ever seen anything like this. He's going to have to choose something else. But what, John?
99.
And there it is. Order is restored as David goes for the chow mein. Sometimes the forces of nature just can't be stopped, Gavin. You're quite relieved, really, aren't you? More than words can say, John.
And that's almost all we've got time for. Don't forget to like us on Facebook, the Amber Phillips Comedy Sketchbook, and follow us on Twitter at Amber Sketchpod. And don't forget to leave a review. But before I go, I've got some final readers' letters. Elton from Cardiff says, always pack a spare pair of pants in your work bag. That's why they call it a briefcase. Claire from Cheltenham says she's just spent £500 on a marble sculpture. Unfortunately, it's a flat pack and the marbles keep rolling off. And Johnny from Cornwall says he's just moved into a house built out of tins of Quality Street. That's what happens when you live in a chocolate box village. Thank you for listening. Bye.
Thank you.